God is good
all the time.
My dear friends, we are approaching the end of this liturgical year. And each year, the liturgy announces to us the shift toward the new world, which we call the kingdom of God. In today's first reading, the prophet Malachi addresses believers who no longer know very well where they stand. Men have long believed that they could hope for immediate justice and get a reward for their good deeds. But now, they have to face the fact. And what is the fact? The righteous people who remain faithful to the Lord are persecuted. On the other hand, the ungodly, the evil-minded prosper. But God has good news for us today. The evil will not remain with the last word. Believers must not despair. Why? One day, God will show that he knows how to make a difference. He will overcome the forces of destruction that overwhelmed men and the world. God's righteousness will be reinstated. God will show his victory over darkness, evil, and death. And let me tell you, maybe you know, later, Jesus will announce that this salvation is not only for the faithful, it's not only for the Christians, it's offered to all men and women of God's will. God patiently waits for all to be converted to his love. At the time of St. Paul, it was thought that the Lord's return was coming soon. And then what happened? For some people, it had become a pretext for doing nothing. People thought there was no reason in doing project, undertaking, or working. That's why in his letter, St. Paul comes to reframe them. He gives them an example. He, St. Paul, always exercised an activity, a job, not to become a waste on the resources of the community. He invited them to work so that to eat the bread they have earned. And that's why I want now to say something also for us as a Christian. We live in a society, we live in the world. What happened with us as a Christian? Christian must be present in the world through an exemplary working life. The Apostle Paul today has a difficult word, harsh word for the lazy people. What did he say? If anyone is unwilling to walk, neither should that one eat. Christian, Catholic Christians, must be present in the world through an exemplary walking life. That's why today St. Paul is very rude with some people when he says, if anyone is unwilling to walk, neither should that one eat. Now, in today's gospel, we have heard about catastrophes, disasters. And the gospel mentions some of them. There will be the ruin of the temple of Jerusalem, wars, famines, and persecutions. Spiritual leaders we call the gurus, manipulators, and sects of all tendency will seek to take advantage of people, to take them away, and to make them only their prey, just to hook and take what they want from them. We have all had the visit of the Jehovah's Witnesses. Today, Jesus come to bring us back to the essential, which I quote. Do not be led astray. Do not walk behind them. These people do not speak in the name of God. They represent only themselves. Do not let yourself be sent far away from God. Do not walk behind these spiritual gurus that you see in the social media on YouTube. These people do not speak in the name of God. They represent only themselves. Amen. 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 Because sometimes we came, Father, I give them the money, all my money, and now I am here struggling with finances issues. Because you listen to these voices. The Today Gospel is very clear for everybody to have a kind of a clear idea about the ends of the world. We must not see Christ now in what people, we must not seek Christ in what makes people panic and dramatize stories. The Lord is always present at the heart of our life. No trial, no situation very complicated can separate us from His love. When everything goes wrong, God is the one who gives us the courage to walk in order to build a more just and fraternal world. If things is happening bad in this country, let's say, for instance, what are we supposed to do? I hope that today's gospel helps you to find your own answer. In this time of violence, in our days of weakness, we find it difficult to recognize it. The Lord's days seem to be coming soon, but let us never forget, there is no other Savior to wait for except Jesus who died on the cross and rose again. Amen. Let me say again with conviction, because sometimes we listen to these people on social media. They have too much influence on us, even we are elderly. We are sometimes like inclined to go through. But let me tell you, there is no other Savior to wait for except Jesus Christ who died and rose from the tomb. Amen. Amen. Those who claim Him will be persecuted. Those who claim for Jesus, for God, let me tell you, will be persecuted. And we see it every day. For many months, we have seen the persecutions have increased in a frightening scale, especially in the regions of Islamic culture. We also think of the creation of China, North Korea, and many other countries. And even in our European countries and in the USA, being a Christian is increasingly a reason for exclusion. Jesus announces our difficult time. Jesus announces our difficult times. We will have to fight against the forces of evil that seek to turn us away from Him. But let me tell you, the danger will also come from, I quote, the entertainment of this world, which is likely to lead many astray. There are idols who come to trap our attention and swallow us whole. That's why, beware, tell us Jesus. I have nothing against them, because I know that also we have many people among them. The industry in Hollywood, it is one here, the industry of entertainment. They know how to change policies and the law. They know how to change the mind of the new generation, sometimes with movies, music, theaters, many plays. And they take as ambassadors the celebrities. Because we follow them, we love them, and sometimes we also take from the celebrity everything they want us to do. And sometimes this also affects the Catholic believers, even though we have many years and we have many values. Sometimes also we are inclined to follow what Hollywood say, what our celebrities tell us to do. That's why I tell you, the danger comes from the entertainment of this world, which is likely to lead many astray. These are idols who come to trap our attention and swallow us all. That's what Jesus said. Be aware. Hold on. Be precautious. Don't follow everything because it is trendy. Because it is fashionable. Everybody is doing so. So also I will do it. The only proper attitude then is that of the watchman. We are called to be those who watch for the dawns of the Lord's day. Let me summarize. This Sunday liturgy, my dear friends, reminds us that we are invited to move forward humbly and courageously by renewing ourselves every day from the words of the Lord. The words of the Lord is, I quote, a light for our steps. Every Sunday, the Lord gives us an appointment as today for the Holy Eucharist. And the Holy Eucharist is the source and the summit of every Christian life. We cannot be Christian without taking part of the most blessed sacrament we have here. And then after receiving it, the Lord sends us to act, to behave, to do like him and with him in the service of others. It is with him that we can remain awake to witness the hope that motivates us. Let us pray. Make your day appear, O Lord. To this world you make every day with tenderness. Give a heart of flesh. Give us a new heart. Open the men and women who you have pleased to create in your image. We ask you, Lord, send forth your spirit, a new spirit. God is good. All the time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.